No, sir. May have tweaked some things with my footwork, but my throwing motion has been the same since. I think I did pretty good today. Competed, threw the ball on time and rhythm, kept guys running and scrambling when I completed the football.
This is such a weird stage. What's it like to compete with a completely silent?
It's not hard at all. You know, I just treat it as another day of doing something that I love most, which is throwing the football, playing football. And the guys, we came out, we competed well today, and we executed. Coming into it, I was relaxed. I woke up this morning, looked in the mirror and said, hey, let's go. You know, it's go time. And there was no pressure added, no need to feel nervous because I'm confident in myself, confident in my wide receivers and tight ends and running backs. So, you know, it was just another day. I really don't know what it was, but I just felt that run 140, you know, you'll never have to run another 40 again. So,
you spent your whole college career throwing over glove. How come today you went for no glove?
Where I was training at down in Florida, 80-degree weather, sunny outside, and I had a great time, you know, throwing without the glove, getting a great feel for the ball, good grip on the ball. So I was confident in my ability to throw without the glove, so I came in today and threw without it.
To prove a point to anyone?
No, sir. No, sir, not at all. That'll be something that I'll make a decision on that as the process continues to go on.
Then you said you didn't know what your 40 time was, but I assume you got some pretty good feedback on the time to knock on a second.
Yeah, that too, but like I said, I just felt that, you know, everyone wanted to see me throw the ball. So I felt that coming into the day, I just needed to throw the ball to just prove that, you know, I'm a complete guy. You know, everyone wants to see me work out, so I just wanted to come out and give everyone a show.
Teddy, how did you feel about the accuracy in general? Like, everybody knows you for that. You had some really nice balls.
Right,
times.
Yeah.
Was it where you wanted it to be, or how did you feel about that?
Me being a perfectionist, it was nowhere near I wanted it to be. But it's a learning process. You know, I was able to take away some things from those throws and just tell myself that, hey, hit the guy in that upfield shoulder. Keep a guy in stride. So, but overall, I just felt that I had a great day throwing the football. You know, the wide receiver did a great job of just running great routes. So everything just went well today.
Were you comfortable with the script? I mean, you guys, when you work out at IMG, you work on these specific throws, and you have a pretty good idea of how the sequence was going to go today with your throws.
Yes, sir. I was very confident with the script. And, you know, we worked on that script for about 2 weeks, you know, down at IMG, and Chris and I, we put it together and put much thought into it.
How different are you physically than the way you played as a senior?
I feel stronger, more explosive. I've been down there in Florida with Chris just getting understanding for the National Football League because he played in the National Football League. So he's been able to just help me throughout this entire process.
Today, and, you know, weight's kind of been up and down. Right. What's your ideal weight? Where do you want to be playing at in the NFL?
My sophomore year, I played at 222 pounds. So I just want to get back to that range, the 220 to 225 range, and maybe even more if I'm comfortable with that weight. So, but right now, I'm just aiming for the 220, 225-pound range.
Did you intentionally lose a little weight to kind of cut down for the run, which everyone says players do?
Not really. Like I said, being down in Florida, it was 80 degrees, sunny outside. So I was enjoying that, but then I came back to Louisville last Wednesday, and the weather was 70 degrees one day, and then it just snowed the next day. So that kind of snuck up on me, and came down with the cold. So I've been just trying to hydrate since I didn't really have an appetite. So I've just been, you know, trying to go from there. I actually just met with one team, and it was a great meeting. Just same team I met with at the combine, and I just wanted to come in, talk some ball, and watch some film.
What ultimately do you think will determine whether you're the number one pick? Is it today, or do you think it's going to come down to the final
I think it's whatever the teams want.
Do
you know, whatever the decision makers want in the organization. And, you know, they can watch the film and go from there. They can go base it on the pro day or just anything. So it's all just about what the decision makers want. You know, I can't control that. So I just continue to just work hard each day and continue to make progress.
Do you know if you have anything set up for the Texans? Obviously, they have number one pick, and there's, you and Bortles and Manziel. Is there anything planned in the future? Have you done anything recently with them?
I think I have something coming up in the future with them. Yes, sir.
Are you happy with how you came out of here with where your draft stock is?
Excuse me. All right. As far as that, I just pay no attention to, you know, where my stock is because, you know, at the end of the day, the draft can go anyway. And I just continue, like I said, to control what I can control. So I'm pretty satisfied with the way I compete, the way I approach each game, the way I approach today. So I'll just continue to just work hard, though. Honestly, it's nothing to me because I pay no attention to it. Like I said, at the end of the day, I control what I can control, and that's how I go out there and play the game. And whereas it's hand size, hey, I complete the football. It's all about completing the football, and I feel I do a great job with that. So you know, I just stay away from all the negatives, all the positives that are being said about me because you never want to get caught up. You never want to get too high off what they're saying positive about you. You never want to get down on yourself when they're saying negative things about you. So the easiest way to, you know, handle all that is just stay away from it. You know, teams will probably contact me in the next couple of days, and I'll go from there. And I'll talk with my agent also, and you know, we'll come up with the plan from there. No, I just came out today and just ran a 40 and threw.
Just standing on the other stuff that you did before.
Right, yes, sir.
How has this process been for your family watching you go through all of this? Have you kept in touch with them a lot about this stuff?
Yes, sir. My brother, my mom, and my sisters, you know, they're enjoying this entire process, and they're just enjoying watching me go through this process because they know it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience, and you know, each day is a blessing to, you know, just be in this process, be in this situation that I'm in today. So we're just enjoying it all right now, taking it one day at a time.
The decision to not throw the combine in the pro year and to run everything, do you feel like that worked out for you, or was it too much, doing too much at once now that you've done it all the time in retrospect?
Oh, well, I think it worked out for me. And my agent and I, we had a plan, and we stuck with that plan throughout the entire process, and I was pretty satisfied with, you know, what I did at the combine and what I did here today. Actually, I haven't heard anything too bizarre. You know, every team that I met with, they just wanted to get to know me as a person, talk some ball with me. So, no, that wasn't anything too crazy.
Obviously, the draft will go where it goes, but do you have an intention to try to play NFL ball in Florida?
I have an intention just to play NFL, play in the National Football League. You know, that's always been a lifelong dream of mine to, you know, be able to make it to that top level, which is the National Football League. So, you know, I'm not sitting here saying that I want to play here and play there. I just want that opportunity to just go out there and showcase my talents and showcase the quarterback that I am.
Hey, you haven't been shy after college about wanting to be on the stage now and go after that number one pick. What factor do you think you need to accomplish to be the number one pick?
Well, honestly, I basically told myself that, you know, whether I'm one or the last guy, I just want that opportunity. You know, at the end of the day, you still have to prove yourself. And that's been my approach. You know, when I first announced my decision, yeah, I wanted to be the number one guy. It's always a life. It was a childhood dream. But at the end of the day, you just want that opportunity. You know, I look at Russell Wilson. You know, he's a guy who everyone passed up on, and he just won a Super Bowl. So, you know, it's all about just proving yourself once you get there, and I just want to do that right there. For one, I just bring that leadership and, you know, someone who's I bring a mental approach to the game where I'll study the game. No one will outwork me. I'll be the first one in, last one out. And, you know, just that leadership where I know guys have been on rosters for numerous years, have established themselves in the National Football League. And I just feel that, you know, I can come in and impact a locker room right away with not only my play but my mental approach to the game. And just as far as losing, when I first arrived at the University of Louisville, I believe we were 7-6. Then the past couple of years, we were able to win, I believe, 22 games and lose 3 or something like that. So I just feel that, you know, I have that sense of urgency to win. But I know that at the same time, it's a process, and it can't just happen overnight. So I'll just continue to just work hard. Not yet. I'm just waiting right now.